What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports. It's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies. Just chowing on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive. Bit season, couple of regular guys. It's bit season, go have yourself a laugh. It's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Bit Season Time, episode 95. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez. Two-man show this week. Two-man show. No D Woods, although I got a lot of messages and a lot of people telling me that D showed well. It was a good audition for third mic.
Maybe too well for D Woods.
I know.
You never know how to take that. Hey, best episode yet, D Woods.
Yeah. It only took us 95 to have our best one.
No, D did great. We heard some good feedback from it. People want him as the third mic, or he's the voice of the people that I saw
I'm very open to D coming on again.
Yeah.
You know what? I got a vacation coming up. Maybe you and D can do a two-man show.
Maybe we can, or maybe we'll just take a week off. Yeah, Valdez with the old week one vacation.
It really rankles you, doesn't it?
Well, it does because you know the importance of the beginning of the football season.
I know.
Actually, you know what? You brought it up. Take me through your thought process of scheduling a vacation week one of the NFL season.
It's not. That just so happens to be the time to do it.
No. I realize that. Like, I want your thought process of all right. Is this going to be a big deal? Will this ruffle any feathers?
You want my thought process?
Yeah, I do.
I'm booking the flight and I'm meeting my family down there because my family goes two weeks in the spring, 2 weeks in the fall. They don't do the summer anymore.
Are you going again?
In Hilton Head Island.
Oh, okay.
In South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
All right, they do two weeks in the spring, 2 weeks in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's their yearly bit. It must be nice to be retired. So they go down there and they say, Matt, if you want to come down, do a little golfing. You can always stay with us. We have it for 2 weeks. We got the room, and so I'm sitting there and I look at the calendar and I say, man, I'm really gonna leave Drab out to dry on that week one. Commanders, the Hal Hives buzzing. Mm-hmm. Everyone's going, woo! Oh!
Yep. Right after week one. Week one and week two. Maybe, I'm guessing, our most listened to week of the season.
You know, I ended up just having back-to-back meetings about the importance of the football season. Yeah.
So many football meetings.
And the importance of putting out good shows and making sure we got all of our ducks in a
row.
All
these elements we're implementing for the first time.
All these new things that we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. Ideas
for the season.
Our new
6:45 segment on Monday following the first game, and Valdez won't be here for it.
All right. And I'm thinking about all of that. And then I think about how awesome Harbortown's going to be. And I say, you know what, Drab? Fuck them. And I'm heading down there.
Mm.
That was my thought process.
Right.
I really don't think that about you.
No, I don't think you think that about me. I think you think that about the job. No, I'm just kidding. If it's not a problem with CK, then...
That's why I asked about it all the way in the spring.
You asked who?
CK.
Mm-hmm.
I asked for the approval of it. CK knew when football season was.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to approve it, too. You know when football season is.
I don't approve vacations. I'm told when people are taking vacations. Unless it's a part-timer and he's like, hey, Drab, can I take tomorrow off?
You're
not taking tomorrow off. You should have told me 3 weeks ago if you wanted this day off.
No, but I knew it was dicey.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I asked beforehand a long time ago.
Mm.
Because I wanted to make
plans. Get out in front of it.
Yes, exactly. And actually, my theory was I figured no one would even think about football season when I requested it.
Yeah. Now, again, you took a 2 week vacation in June.
It was not 2 weeks.
Okay.
It was a day less than your vacation to the West Coast.
Yeah, that's true. But in my eyes,
it was a day less. I took a day more than Drab's vacation.
Yeah, and if I would be mortified if I took another week off right now.
You're taking a week off in December.
Yeah, but that's the bye week.
Bye week, Drab. Now you're making me look like...
It's literally during the bye week.
All right. Well, then I got no answer for you.
Yeah.
You call me selfish.
I'm just giving you...
I know.
Hey, I have a good relationship with Michael Maher. That's my guy.
I know he is. Sometimes I feel like you like him more than me.
No comment.
Yeah, no comment.
No.
Hey, speaking of work,
mm-hmm.
I've been getting a lot of questions lately about work-related stuff.
Oh, have you? From who?
Yes. Apparently, people are not psyched for our new podcasting system.
Well, there's been some changes, and...
There have definitely been some changes.
Look, if it's not a... It's not a decision...
It's not a Valdez decision.
It's
not a Drab decision. It's not a Junkies decision. To be honest with you, it's not even a CK decision.
No, we kneel to the corporate overlords, and what they tell us to do, we have to do. And
yes.
So I know it's frustrating. I know the app sucks. I know everything sucks about it, and it's frustrating. It crashes.
I know,
and
especially because all you want to do is listen to the show and support the show.
Mm-hmm.
And, everyone just wants to listen.
We make changes. We make it difficult.
And we make changes all the time. I get it. It's frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
It's frustrating for me, just so you know that. So it's not, I know it's frustrating for you. But I guess I should explain what we're doing.
Sure, yeah, because honestly, I don't even know. If you ask me off the top of my head, there's been so many changes.
Okay.
Now we're putting more segments in there like we used to do.
Yeah, so back in the day, back in the old Fairfax days, we used to podcast each segment individually, and there'd be 12 or 13 for the four-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
looking back on that, that's annoying.
Annoying.
Nobody listens to podcasts like that anymore.
No.
I do think that the best way to do it for a show of this length is hour by hour. Like, that would be perfect to me. If you said, Drab, how would you like to listen to the show? Give me an hour to listen to all at one time. I don't need segment by segment because that's just too many stop downs while I'm driving.
Yeah.
You got to think too much.
Yeah, but that's what it was back in the day. Now it kind of evolved into hourly, which we're doing now.
And the reason they made that switch is because then they can put mid-rolls in there in the middle of, in between the commercial breaks. There will be things that pop up that tell you to, you know.
Subscribe to this, try this, download that. So that's kind of currently what we're doing. And then it evolved even more into taking single segments mm-hmm. and isolating them from the hour. So that's when you would have interviews, good debates, mainly mostly sports too. And those are pulled out of the hour and given their own standalone segment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, currently, what we're doing is we are pulling segments from the hour. Those will be posted first. So the hourly rundowns of the show, so hours one through four, they will be posted at the end of the show with the, not the full segments, but highlights of the segments. So the sports page, the blitz, an interview.
Not the full hour.
No, not the full hour. If they're talking about the media fawning all over Sam Howell and how NFL Network has anointed him the next mm-hmm. great quarterback. Two of those will be uploaded from the hour. I can see you laughing.
My head is spinning.
I know it is. Trust me.
We're cutting segments.
And here's the thing: is they're not the full segments either. They are, you know, they could be a full interview, but these are probably 5 to 12 minute highlights from the segment, which are in the hour, which need to be posted before the hours go up at the end of the show.
And why are the hours being posted at the end of the show?
Well, it's obvious. They won't say it, but they want you to download those 5 minute segments to get your fix of the junkies before the full show is uploaded.
Here's what you need to know.
Just listen to the damn show.
Here's what you need to know. There's someone at corporate with a bean counter that is checking that is in desperate need of every download that comes in. And so they're juicing the numbers to try to
I'm so happy you said that.
To try to get as many downloads as possible.
They figured out, you guys are smart. Listeners are smart. They figured out that you guys are just not downloading the segments that were isolated from the hour. So when Dave Richard is coming on to give fantasy advice, if that segment is standing alone at the end of the show after the 4 hours are posted, mm-hmm. they know you guys aren't going to download it. They know there's only so much megabytes, kilobytes, whatever bytes of storage you have in your phone, and you're not downloading that segment. So they know that. So how do they get you to download that segment? They put it out there first before the entire show is ready. Now, if you wanted to, you can go listen on Chapters. But that's a whole other thing.
Yeah,
I don't know if that works as well as downloading the full show.
Yeah.
Trust me, my head's spinning. It's a lot more work for me.
Hey, what's the best way to listen, Valdez?
Listen live.
Listen live on the radio. You cut through all that drama. Look, I know you guys are frustrated. It's ridiculous in 2023 that
this is how we're doing it.
Seems like we can't get our foundation of our podcasting system done, and it changes all the time. I hear your pain. I know you're frustrated.
We're doing what we're told. This is what's so weird, is that I feel like the junkies were on the precipice of podcasting before any other shows out there.
Mm-hmm.
The junks.
We were.
The junks were one of the few shows that was like podcasting in 2006, mm-hmm. 2007.
Yeah.
You think about it, that's a long time ago. And we've been doing it for so long and have changed it so many times. We still haven't figured out the best way to do it.
Oh, I think you and I haven't figured it out.
But we're not in charge.
We're not in charge. So they need every download they can get because everybody's got a boss, and whoever is up there at corporate he's got to show his boss that the download numbers are going up.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's all they care about. Are the downloads increasing? What percentage are they increasing? So they're juicing the numbers. They're playing around with this system to try to get as many downloads as possible.
Yes, they're forging their stats.
Hey, this is a show about behind the scenes of the junkies. This is about as behind the scenes as you're going to get as far as us telling you why we're doing this podcast stuff.
I bet there's a billion people out there that have at work, they have someone above them that's doing something they don't agree with or they know is unrelatable, but they can't say anything because they're in no position to.
Yeah.
That's kind of... Mm-hmm. Kind of how I am.
I mean, if it was up to us, the Junkies feed would probably have four segments in it,
yes,
4 hours, with all, you know, all the commercials, all the gaps, everything like that cut
Turned
out
down.
Back to back to back. So you guys can listen to the show as you want with a proper description.
Yes.
We see WNBA podcasts in our feed. We see Take Command stuff in our feed from Craig Hoffman. They're putting stuff in there that they either think you may like or that is just auto-populated. And it is what it is.
But you know what? It's a great problem to have that people are upset by it.
Why is it a great problem?
Because that means people care. People want to listen to the show.
Exactly. Now, Valdez's life sucks, but, take it up with him. At Matt Valdez. Yeah. @MattValdez.
You know what? If you don't hear me participating on the show much, you want to know why? Because I'm cutting up that junkie's blitz to go up before the end of the show.
Hey, there's been no shortage of Matt Valdez segments this week on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. Chris Moneymaker over here.
Hey, you know what they say, Drab?
Hmm.
It's easier to spend $5,000 than it is to make $5,000.
First off, you're mocking me. Second of all, you're screwing up the quote.
What's the quote?
The quote is, it's easier to make $10,000 than it is to save $10,000. But you showed that it's very, maybe not $10,000, you showed it's very easy to make $4,000, though.
It is. You know what the junk say? I can tell that they're bitter.
Really?
Yeah, I can tell. Because you know what they say all the time?
Mm.
They say, we've been doing these for so long. We've had so many JPOs and so many Cakes Classics. One of us is bound to have a big score. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so they've been doing them for, what, 15 years now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And none of them have the score that I have.
I know. First off, your radio instincts, I'm going to put it on, they were deprived of no sleep.
It was an awful day.
What you should have done is drove to MGM at 6 a.m., got your 4K, come into the studio, flash it into the cameras, and then break off $100 each to the junkies and buy their love.
I didn't think about that. Hey, let me ask you a question.
And act like you're going to give it to Drab and then rip it up in front of him.
Hey, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If I would have thought of that, did you think of that? Were you thinking of that at the time? Because that's a great idea.
I actually just thought of it. But I did tell you, why aren't you going to go get your money?
You told me that. Yeah. But you know what I should have done is tell them I was bubblicious. And then when the tournament was over at 6 o'clock, would you have watched the board while I drove?
100%.
Driven there.
Well, all you have to say is, Drab, I got a bit idea. I got an idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
I drive back, scoop the cash. We start playing Ted DiBiase.
Mm.
All right. And I come in and I throw it in the air and make it rain. I do the Simpson gif of Smithers and Mr. Burns throwing money at each other.
We could play the Make It Rain song with Fat Joe or whoever it is.
Yes. You're right. We should have done that.
We blew it. Did you get the reaction from the guys? Was it disappointing?
No.
What about the reaction from Drab? Do you remember anything?
Drab, you were the only one happy for me, I felt like.
I'm
not going to say the only one happy. You were the most happy for me.
I actually genuinely was happy for you. Now, something in the back of my brain, I don't know what I watched or what I heard, someone said you can tell if someone's generally happy for you in the instant with their reaction on their face. A true friend would be actually happy for you and would show it.
Yeah.
And someone who's jealous of you you can see it in their face immediately. But you got to be quick. You got to watch them quick. As soon as you tell the news
instant,
to them.
Like the instant first blink reaction.
Right. And so I wasn't faking it. I mean, I've been thinking like you got to be, when your friends have success, it's important to be happy for them and to show that and not think, oh, woe is me. It wasn't me who won the $4,000.
Right.
Even though a lot of times that can be your natural reaction. Like, damn, I missed out. I missed out. I should have played in that tournament.
Yeah.
You know, I could have been $4,000 richer today. So no, I'm excited for you. I'm excited for you to blow that $4,000. I told you should have put it on something else.
I know.
You should have raised the stakes and said, you know what? I didn't get enough ADs.
Hey, if I was an attention whore, you know what I would do?
What's that? say?
Is that I would live stream me going to the sports book with that 4K.
Yeah.
And then turning that on-air segment, that one segment, into a live stream of an Orioles game of me putting the $4,000 on that.
Yeah, you should have put 4K on the Orioles last night. And then it's the bottom of the night, it's 3-3, your sphincter's puckered. Yeah. All right? I mean, and you got 10,000 people watching you on your Instagram.
I actually need the money. I couldn't have blown it like that.
No. Dude, if I got $4,000, I would have taken it straight to the bank.
Hey, you're upset at me.
Why?
Because you are like, what are you doing? Why have you not gotten your money, the first thing that you're going to do?
Yeah, well, you just... I think maybe you come from money or something, and you're not worried it's going to disappear. I don't know. I'm trying
to
figure
it out. It's a very weird thing, because Drab's like, are you going to get your money today?
Mm-hmm.
And I go, no, I got stuff to do. I can't...
I'm not gonna locker or something.
Yeah,
you go,
that's what
my
I said.
I
had to put it in Cakes' locker, and when I get around to it, I'll go to the studio... Or not the studio, to the ballroom, mm-hmm. present all the idea, and I'll go straight from the studio to go do it, and I'll do it when I got enough time. And then Drab's just like, I can't believe you. If that was me, I'd run back there first thing to go get that money.
I would the feeling of that big wad in your pocket, you know, there's nothing beats cash.
I know.
You know, it's not the same. You get money deposited into your account. It's not the same feeling. But when someone hands you...
When you got that brick in your hand.
Yeah, that big old brick. Yeah. Like, that's a rush. And so...
Hey.
And to make sure it's not getting taken away, nobody screws it up.
I tried to give Drab $100.
I turned you down, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Well, I got that cameo money. Hey, have you known our cameos? Since Valdez won $4,000, we haven't gotten a cameo request.
Yeah, that's true.
We did like 100 of them last Friday. I don't know what happened. And then we haven't gotten any in 2 days.
That's so funny.
That's actually why I'm upset about you winning money.
Hey, speaking of content and everything, I think what we're going to try and do, and it is promotion to put up our cameos, but yeah. I think we'd... Drab said this when we were cutting them yesterday. We are the world's best cameoers.
I think we're really good.
I don't know what it is. When that cameo light comes on, we just turn up the funny. It's a shame we can't do that for the podcast.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's even the funny. It's our engagement. I see these other cameos. They're like 20 to 30 seconds long. They say your name. Happy birthday. Have a great one. Says Bob does sports, right? Or whatever. Yeah. Have a day. Yeah. All right? We're in here grinding. We're doing like four minutes.
We're doing segments for you.
We're doing segments. You tell us nothing about your buddies.
I know.
You see, we're making up content.
Yeah, wish my friend Joe happy 43rd birthday.
Yeah.
He's a big fan. Thanks, guys.
Joe grew up in...
Hey, are you going to do an impromptu cameo?
Sure, yeah.
All right.
Here. Give me some material.
I'll give you some material. It's going to be... we're not going to like do one.
Mm-hmm.
But I got a couple in the bank right now. All right. Oh, we're big on bachelor parties.
Okay. All right.
we got a bachelor party.
Here's what our top requests are. Bachelor parties for an entire group of guys.
Yeah. Golf trips
and leftover Big O and Dukes listeners. I like those ones.
I know you do. You should see Drab smile when the request comes in. It says, big fan of Club Get Right.
I'll never turn my back on the Bodies.
Yeah. Here, we'll do another one. All right, here, we'll do one for Joe.
All right.
For Joe from Tom.
Okay.
All right. A bachelor party. Here, I'm just going to change some of this stuff. He proposed 10 years ago, and he's bad at golf. All right, All right. So for Tom from, hey Tom, what's up? It's Matt Valdez from the Junkies here.
Hey Tom, you know who it is? It's Drab here. We got a cameo request for you from
Joey, from your buddy. He's in your wedding group.
So we want to say congratulations to you. You're finally taking the plunge.
Yeah, it took you long enough. That's about one third of the Junkies' career that you guys have been dating. They're so stupid. Hey, Drab loves, you know what Drab loves?
What's that?
He loves the bachelor party stripper shtick.
Well, I do. First of all, I can do that because I made the decision to have zero girls at my bachelor party because I am a loyal man to my wife, and I don't have wandering eyes. But I feel like I can do the shtick with the other perverts out there and live vicariously through you guys.
If you have a bachelor party cameo, Drab will talk about how he didn't invite me, and I like fat strippers.
Yeah, Valdez and I went to a strip club one time, and it's been source material for a decade.
I know.
It always makes me laugh.
Yeah.
All right, so check.
Yeah, Drab goes, Valdez likes strippers that go see doctor now.
Yeah. This smell like a pack of cigarettes.
Yeah.
Well, check us out on Cameo. All right, speaking of segments, There's an issue on the junks that I want to address.
Okay.
And I think we've talked about this many times on the show before, but it's always something that I'm passionate about this segment, but I want it to be better.
I know what you're going to say is that the segment can change. The segment should be able to change easily, but it's not changing like you think it should.
What do you mean by changing?
Like,
or actually, let me throw it out there, and then you then respond to what I said about changing it.
All right.
So Monday morning, we come in, 6 a.m. segment, and I'm a little giddy because Valdez blew the parlay on the weekend.
And I knew you were giddy about it because I got no text message from the guys, but I was waiting for my text message from you.
Right.
All right. And I didn't get one. And I purposefully texted you something off topic from the parlay over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
Just trying to elicit some sort of response from you. And when it was swept under the rug from you, I knew Monday was going to be one of those days.
So in my view, and look, you got completely whored on the parlay. We had a 6-game parlay. Everybody was here. Everybody but Eric picked plus money bets. It was like a $3,600 payout total. And Valdez picked Gunnar Henderson to have a double.
And he basically sniffed around it the entire series. He hit a home run that day, 2 singles. He was on fire the entire series.
And to
rub salt in the wound, he hit for the cycle on Sunday. And then, he had an opportunity to hit for the cycle. And instead of stopping at first, he got another double. So he had 2 doubles while having a triple and a home run.
So I was giddy, right?
Yeah.
And I was giddy because we do these segments every single Friday, hoping that we're going to hit.
Yeah.
But there has to be a payoff, winner or lose or something. It has to create content for the show.
Right. So the content for the show is that the segment's going to hit. But obviously it's not going to hit, so we need to make some sort of other segment out of it.
Right.
There needs to be a payoff.
All right. Let's go ahead and listen to the audio from 6 a.m. First segment on Monday morning to the guys reacting to Valdez blowing the parlay.
Did we go 5 or 6 in the parlay?
Yes,
double.
We did. Get a double yesterday.
The only one we missed was Gunner.
All good. I will not attack anybody.
I told you, dudes.
I do not want to be attacked when I am the one that misses.
I told you to insert the commanders in there. I should have done that.
Well, that's as close as we're going to get. Everyone's
correct.
Very nonchalant about barely missing a parlay for $3,600.
No, I have a vibe that
it is to hit.
I vibe we're going to hit one before the calendar turns to 2024.
I don't know
I've got
that,
a tingle.
We'll hit one.
There's
we'll
a tingle one. Happening over here. Tingle plays, Drab. I know you like them.
So what do you want us to do? Attack Valdez, Drab?
Well, I mean, he did blow it. I mean, he deserves some criticism for getting greedy with wanting a double.
I know.
He took a plus money, a 340.
Should have got even greedier and picked a home run.
Picked a home
guess,
run would have been even
he's
bigger,
he's not
right?
the O's expert that he thinks he is.
Yeah. I give him no grief. It's like I say, I mean, like Cake says, I don't want to be the guy who gets yelled at when mine doesn't hit.
Right. But that shows you how hard they are to hit.
Yeah.
I mean, we're lucky if we hit 2 out of 6.
Right.
You hit 5 out of 6, they almost should pay us something.
Okay. That audio frustrates me Because
explain why it's so frustrating.
The guys do not care. They didn't care. They no-sold. They no-sold the parlay, blowing the parlay. And because they are scared themselves to get joned on for blowing a parlay.
We've tried every avenue with this segment. How long have we been doing the parlay now? 2 years?
Over two years.
Yeah,
2.5 years probably.
It's jumped the shark.
I think this shows it's jumped the shark to me.
Like, it was fun. It was fun, entertaining to begin with. Remember we used to have a whole production for our picks. We had Pete Medhurst introduce us and everything.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it was fun. And now it's just, it's kind of just, there's no excitement to it. We tried adding some flavor to it by making some sort of year-long scorekeeping thing, mm-hmm. and then that didn't really go well, or not didn't go well. It's just, it didn't hit like we thought it would hit. And then we finally got the 5 of 6. Time for me to face the music.
And it's Valdez who will play along and will let you joan on him or let you spank him,
yeah,
or whatever needs to happen. But the guys just are clearly not interested in creating great
humiliation.
It's not a humiliation.
I think part of it is a humiliation factor.
I know, but there's no payoff if we're just waiting for us to one time hit this and there's no other content generated from it. Then we're doing it wrong, because in my eyes, they now see it as segment filler.
Do you know what they should have done?
What?
All right, and you alluded to this on the segment when we on Monday.
Yeah,
is that Valdez is the Oreo guy. Right,
uh-huh.
And he missed our parlay with an Orioles play.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt, your punishment should be this: you need to construct a one-page essay on why the Orioles will not win the World Series and make me read it on air.
Yes,
that is. Would you consider that sufficient punishment?
Sure, that would have been fine, or something along those lines. Right,
right.
Where we you know. It doesn't have to always be throw something in your face or make you snort Old Bay or something like that. Okay,
uh-huh. Spanking.
But it could have been like Valdez costs us each $900 or whatever. Yeah. Well, I guess not 900.
It was probably 600.
What's 36 divided by 6?
6 times 6 is 36. Okay. 600 and change.
All right. So yeah, and just giving you crap about it.
This is what, you know, this is what we should have done, is that we should have talked about it, and then you say, you know what, callers, call in, give us some ideas of how we should punish Matt, and we'll noodle it, and you know, Matt can veto some stuff, but give us some ideas of how we can do it, because the only thing I can think of is Matt owes us $600 a piece. That's what it should have been.
Or not even, we should have again, it doesn't have to be a punishment necessarily, but some good ribbing. Like, what were you thinking?
We definitely had no ribbing.
There was no ribbing. There's nothing. It was so nonchalant, and we were so close, and the guys are seeing a Friday 7:45 as a segment killer, because there's no payoff for anybody. It's the same reason I have with EB, like the Survivor pool. Why are we doing? He wants to do a payout at Survivor pool with the longest surviving junkie.
Yeah, like between six of us, he wants all of us to put in $100 mm-hmm. or $200. No one cares about Drab winning $800. No one cares about Cakes winning $600, whatever the pool may be for the Survivor pool.
Yes.
The reason why Skippy was entertaining last year is that he had a legitimate shot
at $6 million.
Yeah. He had more of a shot than winning the lottery. You know what? We talk about winning the Powerball and winning the Mega Millions a hell of a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The odds of doing that is significantly lower, or significantly more unrealistic to happen than the odds of hitting the parlay, the odds of hitting the Survivor pool.
I know, but so it goes back to the guys I'm having a hard time understanding why they are so scared to be joned on. Like, what is the worst that can happen? I crave that radio. I crave the conflict. We don't have to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. We don't have to necessarily make something out of nothing. But when something is there, let's lean into it a little bit and see what happens sometimes.
Well, one of the guys said, well, when I'm the guy, I don't want people mad at me.
Well, why not? then that was the whole world.
Don't they realize that if we have an opportunity to win $4,000 mm-hmm. in a parlay and we divide it up between six people, look, $800 would be nice, but it's not going to change our lives. We're not going to be mad at you, Eric, if we miss out on $800. I'm not counting on that $800 mm-hmm. for a car payment or for a mortgage payment.
We could at least said Valdez owes us breakfast. You know,
something along
if you
those
blow
lines.
The parlay, you owe us breakfast. That would have been fine.
Along those lines.
Some sort of payment that you owe every, you got to scratch everyone else's back. But it was, it was just like, oh, we don't want to play along. We're not really interested. So if we're not interested,
Valdez will give you the option.
Right.
It can be monetary, where you buy us breakfast or you pay our debt that we mm-hmm. make us feel better, give us all $20 each, or it can be humiliation, where we Emerald Obey in your face. At 9:30,
we should all have the mindset, all of us, of we are doing shows for the listeners. Not, I don't want to get yelled at, or I don't want to get my feelings hurt. We are putting on a production. We're putting on a show.
I know, but here's the next step. We start doing that. Then it's I'm going to take Temple minus 360 for the parlay. Because nobody wants to get their feelings hurt. No one wants to be the.
Well, I mean, we've already tried that.
The anchor.
Haven't we already tried that?
Yeah.
Yeah. We've seen guys pick massive underdogs or massive favorites.
I'm just saying that's going to be the next swing of the pendulum where, you know,
I think
we want to start holding people accountable.
No, the next swing is the guillotine where we end the segment. All right, like it's okay to say something's run its course. Let's do something different. I don't know, but I in theory, like a lot of this stuff, it doesn't take off the way we want it to, or there's not, you know.
I guess we had a different idea in our heads. Everyone's doing their Stu Finer screaming impression during the segment.
I mean, it's kind of what I want.
Yeah.
Or at least have not, excitement not the, and be prepared.
I'm going to do the PGA bet. Doesn't go in. I'm going to do the Nats total. Someone already picked the Nats game. Those lines.
All right. There's your bitching for the week. If you like that part of us complaining about the show, there you go.
Hey,
go ahead and tweet the guys.
Speaking of bitching, can I do my tilt of the week?
Okay, sure.
All right. My tilt of the week is our WWE WrestleMania tickets that we're giving away.
Yeah, huge prize.
Huge prize.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically the Super Bowl of wrestling. All right. Mm-hmm. And Eric and Jason just acting, and I called Jason out for it.
Yeah, you tried.
My phrase, too cool for school.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm not asking them to be Vince McMahon historians, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But God damn it, they've been on the air for 27 years. Out of those 27 years, how many wrestling interviews have they done? They've had
numerous.
They've had
dozens, probably.
More than dozens.
Mm-hmm. Guys used to come in studio a lot.
They used to come in studio all the time. They used to do phoners all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They've probably done 50 wrestling interviews. That's just with wrestlers themselves
mm-hmm.
over their 27 career history. And for them to just not remember or not know a single thing about the WWF/WWE is mind boggling to me.
Well, they've made it.
It's almost like you have to forget on purpose.
Yeah. Well, there is some of that. Wrestling is for dorks. From Eric and Jason,
I know, but
where they don't want to let it be known that they know something.
I know
about
that's
wrestling.
Why I said they're being too cool for school. Like I'm not the biggest wrestling fan in the world. I I consumed it when I was, what, 12 years old, 13 years old. I had my face.
Which is, you know what's kind of funny to me? A lot of the jocks that they admire and want to be like love wrestling. I mean, haven't you seen all the George Kittles out there? All the guys.
Oh, yeah, they're going in the ring.
Aaron Rodgers.
Wasn't Gronk.
Gronk. I mean, everybody. I mean, all these NFL guys. Everybody loves wrestling. It's not for dorks. Their view on it is very wrong. They think that everyone. Guys love like wrestling. It's a male soap opera. It's for whatever reason. You know, maybe not when you're older, but most guys went through a phase in their life where they liked wrestling.
Yeah.
Look, we all know it's scripted. We all know. But a lot of guys like it, especially athletes.
But am I on to something where there's this whole, I don't know, how would I know that? You know what I mean? It's like,
well, yeah, because it goes back to there's a divide. There's not a lot of casuals. Wrestling people either like you're really into it for a while or you think it's for just absolute losers. So if you think it's for losers, you don't want to be known as any sort of wrestling.
Yeah, but it's not here's the thing is that wrestling's not my cup of tea. Mm-hmm. It's not my thing. I don't, to be honest with you, I couldn't tell you who the WWE champion is right now.
Well, yeah, nobody, either could I, but you had a phase in your life where you liked it, so you know a little bit about it.
I have some memory. And my whole thing is that some wrestling crosses over into pop culture. It's unavoidable.
Mm-hmm.
And are we just trying to act so cool
that
we just won't recognize? We won't recognize that The Rock was a wrestler, right?
Yeah.
I mean, are we just that dumb that we can't even acknowledge it.
I will say Jason is missing the questions on purpose. He's pretending like he doesn't know anything or he doesn't want to even think about it. So, because I don't know, someone might think that he's attracted to men because he likes wrestling. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Eric likes oiled up men and leotards.
Let's
work with that theory.
Did I hit that spot on or what?
I don't know. That's a funny theory.
I think I'm just all over that.
You might be onto something. Hey, before we go to break, we got to tell you about Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Today's episode of Bit Season is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season. They support me. They support Drabby. They support a lot of hardworking guys in radio and podcasting. Get some today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use promo code BITTIES. That's BITTIES for 10% off every order. That's every order, not just your first order. Every order. You want to get a case of Don't Sleep for the football season. You can do that for the Super Bowl. If you run out, you'll get another 10% off. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. We love Mike.
And Mike, I watched his live stream. Mike had a live stream last week on YouTube. He announced that you can get the I think it's called the Mix You Flicks pack, which is you can now combine the sugar-free and the regular.
Smart idea.
And I believe he lowered the prices a little bit. He said he wants to compete with some of the big name energy drinks. So great news coming out of Don't Sleep. Check them out. Don'tsleepenergy.com. We'll be right back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to Bit Season, episode 95. You know what I learned about you this week, Drabby?
What's that?
Drab is a big Livy Dunn guy.
Well, okay. Well, what's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with that. But you were just on cloud nine to do this this Livy Dunn dating story
first
on
off,
one of the EP?
I have my finger on the pulse.
No, you don't.
You don't get to say you do and then say I'm the one who wanted to do this segment.
You wanted everybody, to do, you yes. were jamming this. You were jamming this story in all week.
I jammed it in one day.
No, you did 2 days.
No, I jammed it in one day. I took it to EB and I said, this is your lead for the entertainment page, which Valdez gets offended by because he's the curator of the entertainment page. But sometimes I sneak him in. I wanted to do a tan mom story today that you didn't want to do.
I didn't say that. I wanted to do the tan mom story.
I didn't see it in your stack. So, whatever. Yeah. You know what?
Explain your fascination with
I'm not
Livy
fascinated
Dunn.
With Livy
you
Dunn.
Are.
No, I'm not. I'm not fascinated by Livy Dunn. I don't even follow Livy Dunn. I don't believe. But I know that she is A, very attractive. B, young guys are obsessed with her. Young college-age guys are obsessed with her, proposing to her, standing for her on all these accounts and everything. It's kind of like a viral bit of how everybody wants to be her boyfriend.
Yeah. And when let me ask you a question. If Livy Dunn was signing signing balance beams at the bullpen, would you go see her? Wait in line to see her?
No, I'd be a creep. But I also know that one of the big storylines behind her is people have always been curious who her boyfriend is. She's never publicly, I don't believe, come out and dated someone, at least not that I know of. And so when she's dating the other most famous guy from LSU, who's the number one draft pick, and he's big, thick butt in his mustache, and he's a stud ace, soon to be ace for the Pirates,
I figured it out.
A celebrity couple.
I figured it out. I finally put two and two together.
I'm sorry I stepped on your, Brittany got herself another dog story, but this was more interesting.
I figured it out.
What? You've lost your fastball. I should be doing the entertainment page because I know what people want to hear. You're just printing any Britney Spears story. That was embarrassing. You printing off Britney Spears got a new dog story today was embarrassing. That is the most bottom barrel Britney story that could possibly be written, and you put it A1 on the entertainment page.
I did not put it A1. But I figured it out. Drab has an affinity for young college or young A-ball prospects. He loves A-ball prospects.
I do love prospects more than Livy Dunn. First off, put it in there because the guys know who Paul Skeens is because we thought he was coming to the Nationals at number 2 overall. So they had knew a little bit about him. They'd been asking questions about him in June and July before the draft.
What was with your off-color mustache comment?
because he's got an ironic mustache.
Ironic mustache?
Look, that's why all guys have mustaches. Nobody has a mustache because they think it looks good. They're just trying to be wacky. They want to be the good-looking porn stash guy. Like they want to be look like Burt Reynolds.
Well, maybe Livy's into mustaches.
She's into mustaches because that's like the new trend.
It shows that Skeens is quirky.
Nobody has a mustache because they think they look hotter with it.
Tom Selleck.
Okay, I know that's from the 80s, but that was then. So now everyone's just doing it like as a bit.
Because it, look, it's so ugly, it's funny.
It's so ugly, yeah, it's funny. That, which, you know, I'm the funny guy, so therefore I'm also I can make it,
look how wacky I am.
I can pull this off. Yeah,
look how quirky and wacky I am.
100%.
All right, but besides that, why are you thinking about? And we dumped this, but Drab was talking about Livy Dunn and Mustache Ride.
You dumped that?
I dumped that.
All I said was, somebody said, why are you?
Yeah, I asked
what,
you. I asked
would you.
You
ask me?
Because you said maybe she's attracted to that mustache. And then I said, why would you like a mustache?
And I said, maybe she wants to go on a ride later. First of all, you didn't have to dump that. I beat around the bush well enough to know. You could definitely say that.
All right, but now, why are mustache rides in your head?
Because I think that's why guys also grow them. Because it's a sex position, so guys know that if you grow a mustache, people are going to be talking about girls doing mustache rides on them. So that's why they grow them. Okay?
No, you're missing it. Do you know what it's called?
What?
The flavor saver.
That's so stupid. First of all, that's not a flavor saver. That's a flavor saver is soul patch.
No, yeah. No, that's what Ned Flanders calls his mustache. A flavor saver.
Yeah. Nobody has a mustache because it improves their a beard. Some guys think they actually look better with beards,
yeah,
right?
Because like, it hides your double chin, it can
shape your face better.
Yes.
That I get. Mustaches equal wacky guy. That's all it is. But somehow frat guys now all have mustaches, so girls are attracted to that. Anyways, I thought it was great producing by me to ask EB about how much he would pay for that sex tape.
Well, yeah, I knew you were going to do it on air because you workshopped it with me first.
I did. And
I know. I'm just saying, we workshop stuff.
That on air. I said me and Valdez agreed we'd pay $250 each for this. Also, I know that EB has been mentioning Livy Dunn recently. It hasn't been Drab. EB's the one who's mentioned her three times this summer.
How did he mention her? I must have missed it.
I don't know. I just can't even remember. I don't. He's brought her up like two or three times. P1s can tweet us and remind me. I don't remember the other times that she came up. But that's why I ran it in there because I knew I wouldn't do that if he didn't know who Livy Dunn was.
Because we
talked to her about the baby Gronk story. Yeah. Baby Gronk was with her. EB definitely mentioned that.
Hey, you're a Livy Dunn stan.
I don't even know anything about her.
You're turned on by her. You're smitten with her. You are physically attracted to Livy Dunn. Talking about her, and then you're thinking about her having a sex tape. You're thinking about her.
Yeah, I said I'd pay a lot of money for
riding Paul Skeen's face.
Okay, yes, and that was a combo celebrity sex tape. You like to watch Ray J. I like to watch Paul Skeens.
Yeah, I like to watch.
Yeah, you guys. I mean, how long did you guys have an infatuation with the dumb Ray J sex tape? I've heard you talk about that for 20 years. And I hit it first and all that crap. And I mean, Paul Skeens, way more famous than Ray J. And way more accomplished.
Man, you are defending. That's your girl.
You act like, first off, and AWOD too. AWOD pissed me off.
Why?
He texted me last night. I'm so sure Livy Dunn's the hottest chick on the planet.
Oh, what's he?
I said that on the show.
Yeah.
And he was offended that I said that. And then like,
why? How was he offended?
Well, he just said like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're completely clueless or something.
Well, I would. Adam's knee deep in the like IG hot chick game.
So I know he sent me three random Instagram girls. I don't know who they are, care about.
Right.
One of them was the girl that Brady was supposedly dating.
Oh, a while. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I remember her. Like,
yes.
Remember.
Yes.
Then he said Margot Robbie. Okay. For okay.
Whatever.
There's already been a discussion whether Margot Robbie's mid or not. That was a whole thing like a month ago.
Yeah.
On the internet. And he says, ask Valdez tomorrow if he agrees 21-year-old. Why do you have to say 21-year-old? Ask Valdez tomorrow if he agrees 21-year-old Libby Dunn is the hottest chick on the planet. And I responded, I'm tired of you and Valdez.
Well, hold on. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I'll explain.
Tired?
Because I'm also, this is going to be perfect segue into what my beef with you. I'm tired of you and Valdez. Valdez never listens to your show. I listen almost daily. He tried to act like today he knew your show. I said, Adam. And he goes, and he said, I like you two fighting over my attention.
I listened to a show.
Okay, hold on. I'll get to that. And I said, Adam, I guess I don't need to listen to your show anymore. And he said, stop. I'm kidding. Radio Instincts, Trav. I don't know what this means. You have MJ's calves and a killer smile. You are the total package.
MJ's calves.
I guess Michael Jordan.
I don't know. Do you have nice calves?
I've never thought of Michael Jordan's calves.
Yeah.
I guess AWOD has.
I guess.
But also he called me the total package. And then he's talking about my calves.
Oh. Well,
You felt
threatened because Adam asked me to go on as a guest.
No,
on his show.
That's actually not why I felt threatened. You can have you can be the. But when it came up on Monday, EB and you have never listened to Adam's show. I listen to his show all the time. I support him.
I listen to his show.
No, that's not true.
That is true.
When was the last time?
The last time?
Yeah.
I listened to a show for an hour before I had my hit.
No, first of all, you're lying.
I'm not lying. I listened to a show for an hour.
You said the segment before I went on, I listened.
Okay. I know, it was an hour.
Before that, when had you listened? Live during the show. What time is the show on?
His show's on at 12 to 2.
12 to 3.
12 to 3.
Okay.
All right.
And what?
What?
What's in one of his segments?
He does the Luster Diamond in the Rough.
Okay.
All right.
I listen to this dumb kid show all the time.
I drove to
Richmond. And then on the air, you would go, yeah, he's got a great show. He's got a good show.
He does.
I like the show. And I knew that you hadn't listened. You were stealing my IDs.
Why? Why do you say that?
You were commenting on his growth as a broadcaster when you'd spent 10 minutes with him.
Hold on. I want to show you the words of encouragement that I've given Adam. All right? This is a long time ago, too. All right? Let me find it. There's a lot of Survivor in here.
What did you make of me driving to Richmond to support Adam?
I was actually floored by that. And all I could think about is, he would never do that for me.
Exactly. Adam came to the pickleball, though. He came up. We thought he was doing a remote broadcast, and he came up to... he knew it was a big event for the week we put on.
This is Friday, March 17th. Sorry VCU lost, but I wanted to tell you how proud I am with the show you're doing and the hustle you're bringing. I checked, and then he goes, thanks, Matt. I really appreciate it. I checked in today, and your NCAA talk was so informative. You get radio, and when you do that, you'll be successful.
That's from his Saturday morning show on The Fan. That doesn't count. I remember this. You were driving home from Potomac Shores, and you heard him on The Fan, because Adam has a Saturday morning show, and he does do a great job of college basketball, but it just fell into his lap because it was March Madness, and you found his sweet spot, and you heard him on The Fan on the way home from Potomac Shores on a Saturday morning.
That was a Friday. I texted him. It was a Friday. I listened to his whole NCAA preview show on Thursday.
Okay.
All right. I'm just telling you. You're trying to make out like
I don't like you and AWOD teaming up.
He's all yours.
First of all, I am his mentor. EB's not his mentor. I'm his mentor. He barely knows he exists. Hasn't given him an ounce of encouragement or critique. Nothing. He's forgotten about him. How many times has he said he's dead to me? He didn't give him any positivity. The only thing he slightly did better than JP, he didn't tell him to give up and quit and go do something else.
That is true.
All right. I'm not putting in the hours for Adam, listening, driving to Richmond with screaming toddlers, and so you can collect the ADs on a Monday morning. All right? Okay, that's the end of my spontaneous rant.
Hey, he talked about your kids to me, too, on air.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I told him, first of all, when I did the segment, I congratulated him and the radio station for putting on a great event.
Yes. All right. AWOD's Football Festival.
Yeah. And I told him how, I said, next year I'm going to be there. And he goes, you can come down with Drab.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, maybe you can be his guest instead of his screaming two kids.
Oh, they weren't really screaming, but they were running around a lot.
He said, he's lucky they're cute.
Oh, they're very cute. And they were running around and causing a ruckus.
Yeah, I just can't believe we fought over AWOD for 5 minutes.
Killing time. No, that actually, I've been thinking about that a lot this week.
What?
And I just so happened to look at the Livy Dunn conversation and it reminded me of that.
Oh.
All right.
Hey, speaking of jealousy, all right, what's with Eric just slobbering all over your cap?
I don't know. That's awesome. Now you're killing yourself in the gym, putting in the time, and I'm getting all the ADs.
I know. It's complete role reverse.
I don't know. He's brought it up. He's trying to deny it on the air.
Yeah, number one.
Let's get past
the jealousy of the cast for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he denying the fact that he's obsessed with them?
I don't know.
It's a daily occurrence.
He's brought it up three times this week.
Ever since you mentioned that you have naturally great calves.
Yeah.
Okay. Every single week, I'd say multiple times a week, he's going, you know what? You do have great calves. Man, bodybuilders would be jealous.
I showed Stevie,
and he couldn't believe it.
Stevie lives in the gym, can't get your calves.
Yeah.
I don't know. He keeps bringing it up. He should...
Why doesn't he admit to it?
I don't know. I think he doesn't want it. Eric doesn't like showing reverence to us. He doesn't like showing that we got something going on. Like
we have something that he doesn't.
Yeah, we're his punching bag. He can't possibly compliment us publicly. Privately is a different story. That's
what are you doing, by the way, parading around the office, showing anyone within an earshot a picture of you with weight on your shoulders and calves defined like a Webster's dictionary?
Because first off, my buddy Cork, our friend Cork, who's we are both regulars at the mill in Vienna,
Flagola,
and Valdez goes there. He's at the noon class. I'm there later in the day with doing some personal training with Mike. We talked about fit season and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I know. But it's just, you have to make sure that you have one-on-one training.
I got to one-up you.
I know.
He took a picture. Unbeknownst to me, he took a picture of me working out.
Candid shot. Might as well have been an upskirt.
And he sent it to me last night, and I know my
kid. Whoa. He took this candid upskirt shot of you.
Yeah.
All right. Unbeknownst to Drab.
Unbeknownst to me, yes.
Right. And then all of a sudden...
Texted me hours later.
You're sitting there in front of your nacho plate for the night, and he sends the picture of you?
I was at Glory Days eating grilled wings, and I got a text message that popped up. There was just no comment.
No caption needed.
Yeah. And I... got me size. He knows how to motivate me. Usually it's by putting me down, right? But he's my Earl Woods. You beat him down, and then just when they're about to quit, you throw him a little lifeline.
Drab's like a submissive.
Yeah, I'm, I,
Fitness dominatrix.
Yeah, I need to be dominated, told what to do, and then right before I quit, you just give me a little sugar, and I'll come right back, and you got me right back where you want me. Keep me coming back.
But what are you doing going around showing everything?
I showed you an EB. That's it. Because I thought you guys would get a kick out of it.
You know, Drab's standing outside the studio, pretending to be on his phone, but have the picture out so everyone can see.
Valdez, you made me feel your butt 2 weeks ago.
I did.
Okay, all right. You can stop with Drab showed me a picture of his calves. Valdez is making me sexually uncomfortable. He's so proud of his body. And congrats to you. I heard you're down a significant amount of weight, and you're looking good. So
yeah, I appreciate it. Hey, did Cork throw that in your face?
What?
My weight loss, the amount.
It's very clear that Valdez has lost the weight. He's won the money, a bunch of money. It's like Valdez couldn't be any hotter right now. Like, his life is great. And then I'm getting food shamed over here for everything that I eat because I, you know, I'm not down the weight that Valdez is. Or we don't.
Oh, well, I had a lot of weight to lose.
Well, so do I. But it's progress is a process, as 50 Cent said. All right, that's a good show for us today. We'll be back with more content on a Friday show. A lot of times there's good content on Friday shows, and that we carry over into the next week. Mm-hmm. And of course, we'll be back next week on this season.
Please. Stop tweeting us about the podcasts.
We know. We see all the tweets coming in. We explained earlier in the show. There's nothing we can do. We are at this point. We have to follow the company guidelines.
Like, I don't want people to. I want to reiterate. I don't want people to think it's our.
It's not our fault. We can't.
Not our doing.
We can't put up the full hours till after the show.
And we can't fight back. Do you understand that we can't fight back?
We can't. We have to put them up in reverse order. We have to put them up after the show. And we have to cut out segments, short segments, upload them as we go throughout the show. They want you to listen to those and then put off the full meal until later. It is what it is. Following orders.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Worker bees.
Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
See ya.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.